Welcome to Strongest on Field Radio, where we aim to educate youth athletes, sports coaches, strength coaches, and parents on sports performance.
Such a good intro. I love it. Good pickup.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I like it. It's good. I like it. It was good.
I hired the internet on that one. Anyways, this is Juan Guadarrama from Deuce Gym, Venice, California. Next to me, I got a couple buddies of mine.
Ronnie Lopez from Deuce Athletics down in Torrance, 90503. You already know?
I'll say.
Nah, no one does, but just wanted to act
you're
as if
to put
it was.
It on the map. You're just trying to put it on the map.
That's right.
And this is Chris P. from Deuce Athletics, also in the South Bay.
Today we are bringing you our 10th episode.
Big milestone, guys. Jesus. This is get pumped. Get pumped. Do we have the little flyers? little poppers? Little poppers?
You were supposed to get a cowbell that you never got. That's dope. Anyways.
I got called out.
Oh, God. All right, today we're going to talk about some stuff. The topic we came up with is how we would fix the current physical education programs in the United States. What are the current standards? What tests would we do? What is the current test? What would the goal of physical education be? And what should the qualifications of a PE teacher?
This is a very, very important topic that we...
I feel like we've gotten pretty aggressive and emotional and invested in.
In our free... recording discussions, it was very, like you said, emotional and very...
Take it personal.
Yeah, yeah. There's so much to this topic that I'm excited for this podcast.
Should we update people on our lives? I will go first. You guys have nothing interesting going on? Jesus.
I do.
Anyways, I printed some JG Strength shirts. Limited a dish. I was super excited, kind of shy to share about it. I didn't know people liked me.
We all love you. How do we?
But they went fast. So I was pretty excited. A little confidence booster. I'm trying to make Lincoln Boulevard Hooligans. My homie Carlo designed them. He's my roommate in college. I let the pros do that.
Yeah, man. I love the logo.
You should have seen the thing that I gave him first. He laughed at me.
Was it stick figures?
It was kind of
like stick a figures. Stick figure bowl?
I used like Microsoft Word to make the design.
is that?
No.
That's not what you used to do it?
He did this thing.
JG? Dang, dude. If only people could see this shirt. They're all gone, right? They can't purchase it. All gone.
It can be bought. I didn't sell them.
Can't be bought. These are limited. They're awesome. Great design.
Who asked for them.
I'm crying inside right now. I feel so grateful. No, but they're awesome. I love the logo, the bull logo, the way you place the barbell. Pretty legit. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I did a nose piercing, by the way, to the internet. I have a nose septum piercing, so we were trying to play on that.
Very cool.
And I'm trying to make hashtag strong like bull a thing.
Strong like bull. I love it.
He got a haircut. His locks are gone. He has now a mohawk. That's all I got.
Did you fade him up? Did you get the part?
We went to this kid's barbershop. I'm not very happy. Kid's salon. Sorry, not a barbershop. I will be taking him to my barbershop next.
Next. Yeah. And you said he was in... He didn't care. None of them. It was fine. Yeah. Was floor sad?
We were emotional about his ankles, but I've never seen his ears before. Anyway, let's move on. I don't think people care.
That's not right. We all care about Lucas. I have nothing to report.
We are actually working on a summer program.
Oh, that's right. We do have something.
College athletes only. 7 a.m. The only thing that we do ask is that they show up 5 days a week. In order for you to get into the program, it has to be 5 days a week if you want to get stronger, faster, and ready for your upcoming season.
You need to start marketing now.
Yeah, no, we're working on it.
This is in the future.
Yep.
We're in May right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also planning, hopefully, some summer programs.
Yeah, that's – I forgot to mention that. That's – we're excited about that. We've laid the foundation. We've we're looking at the programming. We met up.
Been just picking your nails this whole time.
No.
I've never done that.
So for those who don't know, Chris and I both are the only coaches at Deuce Athletics. We don't have any other staff members, so we're in charge of sales, marketing, design, coaching, trying to be better coaches, opening, closing.
Trying to fit your workout in.
And working out.
Managing the podcast.
It's
girlfriends, spouses.
Family. It's all of it. So please bear with us as we try and become better humans. It's hard, but hopefully as we move forward, we'll have reports. We'll have insight on what we're up to in our lives. But right now, we really...
Are we recording that?
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
We should be recording. Let's assume we are. Yeah, we're recording. We're good. We're 5 minutes in.
Perfect.
So yeah, that summer thing should be cool. Cool shirts. I love it. Yeah. A lot of stuff.
We're trying.
Yeah.
All right. I think we should start with sharing our experience with physical education. I'll start. I don't know if elementary school really has physical education. I remember having recess, playing at lunchtime and then playing after school. From what I remember, it's kind of a free-for-all at those ages. I'm playing on the handball courts, playing tag, playing football, playing soccer. I think that might have been the best experience I can remember of physical education. It wasn't really structured. It was like people showing you how to play the game, and then there was every man for himself, which I think has a lot of benefits to it, figuring out as a group of kids how to play the game, which was great. My next experience in middle school, I selfishly had a good experience in that I was already athletic and playing sports, but we were just, hey, we're going to play basketball today with no other real motivator. And I remember at some point I was like a star track runner or whatever. I wasn't required to do any of the activities for the day. They would just tell me to go run.
Yeah. Going back to, for me in elementary school, I remember that I wanted to play sports, so my mindset was a little bit different. But for the general student, it was very informal. Kids were just running around.
Are you guys in the handball court?
Slices?
Yeah.
Slices? Yeah. It was basically a free-for-all, like you mentioned.
But I thought it was great. Like monkey bars, I remember jumping off the swings. It's probably not the safest, but
you're doing
to walk across the monkey bars,
and you're actually moving how we should be moving. A lot of the if you were to just observe kids at in a kindergarten recess and look at how they move, really good movers, and that's actually a very good warm up, a good line dynamic warm up in the weight room. Like they're crawling, they're jumping, they're bouncing, they're jumping off little platforms, they're hanging, all of these things that they do at that level.
And kids are able to go across the monkey bars. I think if we look at maybe high schoolers or college kids,
I don't think they can do it anymore.
No, they can't. Their shoulders are locked up. They don't have the mobility.
The strength to hold themselves up.
Yeah, they can't. It's called brachiating, like having that mobility going going from one rung to another. It's something that, it's very cool that happens on their own. And that's uninstructed. All the teacher is really doing is making sure they don't,
kill themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
What about middle school experience?
Middle school, it was more of this, you play a sport every week type of thing. It was also done in high school, but you do either...
How much instruction did you get?
I don't remember any instruction, honestly. I don't remember.
Yeah, you guys are playing baseball this week.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You guys team up. You guys are over there. And then
girls, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's like a pickup game when you go to the park and try to play basketball on the courts. So that was my experience in middle school. We were doing that.
Where'd you go to middle school?
Hostler Middle School.
Dang, is that the T-Winkle? Is that the ghetto?
That's in the hood.
That's in the hood. That's funny. Oh, my God. Were you wearing pro clubs back then?
Pro The long ones.
Do you know what that is? Yeah, you know about pro clubs.
Dickies, too.
Dickies?
Yep. Color coordinated.
Oh, my God. That's
the
awesome.
Air Forces, white Air Forces.
Jesus. That's awful.
All based on the nose, though. Anyway, I was in high school program. I personally did not have one because I played a sport, so you opted out.
Right. No.
I remember everyone else, though, were just walk around the track.
Hide in the shade or under the bleachers.
And it was just a ticket period.
Yeah. 3A. In your shorts, in your little mesh shorts.
Yeah,
and
you're about to go change, and yeah, just a mess.
Yeah, very awkward in the locker rooms. Just.
I had a blast at that time. Remember the axe sprays? Everyone would just go. Smell terrible.
Yeah, that was bad. A lot of jocks, jock straps everywhere for some reason. In my football, yeah, it was football. We would share the same locker room as our football teams. A lot of like nasty stuff in high school. In high school. But same thing with me. I opted out. I was on the baseball team, but they would. It was less structured than middle school. And in high school, there would be only the ones who wanted to participate would participate, and everyone else would just, like,
sit
against the wall on the floor and, like, talk and gossip.
I would remember mostly girls would just sit, and the boys would be the one participating. There might be one rare person that would participate, but then there's a lot of sitting out.
Yeah.
Involved. So, all right, let's just tackle the first question. How would we fix the current physical education program in the U.S.?
Well, in theory, we before we recorded this, we looked at the state standards for
California. Standards. For California.
Or was it just California?
State standards for California. And, I mean, the document that is available for anyone to search is...
I found multiple documents.
Yeah, so...
Or I don't know if it was the same one, just different years or whatever.
Yeah,
but
this was published by the California Department of Education, the one that we passed around.
Yeah.
So it's from the state of California, and if you look, and it's from kindergarten through grade 12, and the standards are ideal. Like, that is what
we
want.
The thing we read...
Ideal.
Awesome stuff.
It couldn't be any better, and it was broken down... Per grade, and it talked at a younger age group. You're looking for motor skill development, movement development, learning how to work in a group environment, and they even outlined some card games, some group games for teachers to use, and it was very, very cool. And it just kept going, very thorough, and it kept going through each grade level. So the standards are amazing; they're awesome. I don't remember any of this.
For the most part, not being executed.
It's right? Not.
We, with the consensus from us, our own personal opinion and experiences, is that it's not. Now, hypothetically, how would we fix this? I think this has to start with the teacher. It has a big part in it, right? Like, the experiences. In my first gut reaction, like if we would do this, I think we need to hold the teacher more accountable, and their standards need to be higher. I was trying to find what the requirements to be a PE teacher was, and I don't know if I missed it, but for the most part, it's just have some sort of education in childhood development, not necessarily physical education. And I think the standards for PE teacher need to X amount of fitness, some sort of physical test for them. I think they need to be held to some sort of test. And I personally very biased in that they should have played a high level of some sort of sport.
Yeah, that's a great way to get started. I feel the parents need to find value in a good physical education program at school, but it doesn't happen. We heard that video, and the reason, so there's this really cool project that JFK had that he wanted, his test group was La Sierra High School, and he just wanted to implement his ideal.
So Ronnie's talking about a video that he sent us, he shared with us.
Yeah.
We were watching it before the podcast. Can you describe what the video shows? This is the 1960s.
Yep.
The images are super awesome. Everyone, I would say, is below 15% body fat. Everyone is abs, guys and girls. It looks like military training, but everyone looks engaged. I think the level expectation is high. And everything, all the movements.
It's like they drink coffee. Like they're all highly caffeinated. Shout out Gay Man Coffee. get the plug in.
But can you describe the video for the listeners?
It's a very structured environment. There is one authority. Everyone is coordinated.
It looks like class running, like a CrossFit class.
Yeah.
That being run / boot camp with a very highly structured, motivated, disciplined instructor.
Yeah. Someone who is clearly knows what's happening, clearly understands what the goal is for the group of high schoolers. And it's formal. Everything is organized. Everyone knows what they're doing, and the movements they're doing are very, very,
for lack of better terms, functional.
Yeah, very functional.
That weird, but
they're running, they're pulling, they're jumping, they're carrying, they're doing a lot of stuff that it's basic human.
I would describe it as basic gymnastics with some aerobic stuff.
Yeah, and it's something that every human being should be able to do, like being able to carry another human, like that's saving someone from a fire.
Did you see any sports in there?
No,
there was no sports.
Just gymnastics, right?
Yeah.
There was no sports in there.
No sports.
Pull-ups, push-ups,
monkey bars. But it was all with an intent to make a better human. JFK talked about how the better the people in the community, the better the community as a whole. So
the country as a whole.
Yeah. And so he wanted to implement this across the whole U.S. physical department or physical education system, and the fallout was that parents didn't feel it was valuable,
and
they didn't like what was happening. Maybe they just didn't like how militant.
Soft.
Yeah, basically, in other words, they got soft, but it worked.
For anyone listening, you should look up the JFK challenge, physical challenge.
Yep,
it's awesome. Footage. I think another way to need to change the perspective of what it is, I think right now it's considered physical activity instead of physical education. If we were to treat that period of time in school as an actual subject, the mentality and the approach would be different. Right now it just seems like, hey, we just need to get kids moving. Let's do the bare minimum to try to fight obesity and get kids out of chairs in moving, which I think is BS. It's just opting out not to do your job. If you're going to be a physical education teacher, have some pride and deliver content that at some point you probably were excited to do.
Yeah.
Right?
My teachers were all just going through the motions, thinking back to high school. We know a physical education teacher. I'm not going to name any names. Yeah, but they just tell me that they just make sure that they don't get in trouble. They just goof off.
They tell us that they shouldn't be in the same spot for more than four to five minutes.
Side to side.
Basically, they should, if they're hanging out on one side of the track, have them walk to the other side of the track. That's basically the standards from teachers that we've talked to, parents that we know.
If you guys were a PE teacher, how would you run your show?
I would make sure that...
Do you need a minute to think about it? I kind of have an answer.
Yeah, go for it.
So, to me, the CrossFit model kind of popped up, right? You have the gym, or nutrition, the nutrition pyramid, you have the gymnastics. What's the next one? Metabolic conditioning, weightlifting, and then sport, I believe it's it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I mapped it out in my head. Teaching this pyramid and applying it to the students. It takes a very inspired person, I guess you could call it, to run a show like this. So I would kind of go through cycles. Let's talk about nutrition today at a very basic level. But otherwise, because it doesn't get taught. The next would be gymnastics. All right, let's do a gymnastics cycle. Obviously, this comes natural because I teach in a CrossFit gym and I teach classes like this when I've done sport. But it would be something on the track of, let's learn some tumbling this week. Let's learn pull-ups and push-ups and maybe do a cycle of 3x5, 3x10, or whatever it is. Let's develop some strength and let's run it like a GPP class, a general physical class, which gets, I feel like, if you're writing the names on the board and going through the whole experience and calling time, I think there's something special when you do that in class. Even with adults, right? When you do this with adults, like everyone wants to
imagine having a leaderboard at school of movements.
Kids?
Yeah,
I want to strive
or the top 12 grade or the top 8th grader, top 9th grader,
and
top.
I want you to feel like I don't want to be the last kid on the board. I don't want to have the slowest time.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
We've kind of gotten soft on that.
Patrick Carroll, he is he's a good person to look up. Chelsea actually gave me this information. But this gentleman, he has 44 years of coaching experience, 37 of them teaching, 30 of them were with middle school children. So he was a PE coach. And this guy, his model was to actually teach weightlifting in his PE classes. And he would do PVC work, PVC pipe work. And
in case anyone wants to lose their ish.
Yeah, it's he looked at it as a long-term athletic development, and he put out a few guidelines. He wanted to make sure that.
What did he teach?
I'm trying to find
that. Is
he still
teaching or is this?
I think he's still teaching. He actually he's a speaker, so maybe we can try and
get him
on the podcast. Yeah, and. Here's a few of things that he wanted. Anyone who's looking to improve any PE program, these are some of the things he mentioned. Physical literacy, teaching before you train, stabilization before strength, body weight before barbells, range of motion before resistance, and basic movement before sport specific. So basically going along to
–
yes, going to the pyramid you mentioned. I mean, it doesn't take much to be a great PE teacher. You just have to care and know what's happening. And that's just not happening.
It just takes one small effort and you can.
There's so much new information out there, whether it's CrossFit or whether it's other independent strength and conditioning organizations that will make for a better program. But we're stuck in the old school. We're stuck.
I'm just playing pickup.
Yeah, just in.
Which, so going back, as I talked about, like, doing cycles, like, if we do a gymnastic cycle and then we can do some sort of conditioning. Everyone does the running thing, which could get boring at some point. And if you're not good at running, then it just sucks. But another level of it would be, all right, let's start learning sports. And if you have played some sort of competitive sport, even if you don't know the sport completely, like, for example, I didn't play baseball, but I can come up with some drills. Let's do some infield or outfield drills or running to the base or hitting off the tee. So now you get some practice, and maybe let's do a week of just practice. Next week we're going to play a game so that you can see transfer of technique into actual play, which would be awesome, which you never would see.
But see, the problem is, Juan, see, here's the problem. You're a good coach. That's the problem.
We're saying hypothetical.
That's the problem.
Let's work on layups. I don't know how to do a perfect layup, but I kind of understand the principle. You can YouTube. All right, layup drills, cool. Let's do layups for an hour. Now let's go try to apply it into the game. So now when you're in the game, the kids feel like, oh, I know how to do this, which would be awesome. I also have this goal or dream that we could, hey, let's track my macros for the next 3 days. Now you're starting to understand, even if you don't use it, I don't care. Now you're starting to understand at some point in your life what each of these nutrients look like. What does a protein look like? How does this affect my body? So you have some sort of understanding, which would be awesome.
Whether that's successful or not, because you know kids are kids. Whether that's successful or not, I think it's such a great way to go about it. Speaking nutrition, like you're talking about, is something that just doesn't happen. Nutrition, you look at the nutrition they serve, you actually might get in trouble if you think about it. If you go around talking about, hey, we need to eat lean protein. We need to have consume a certain amount of veggies and lunch and breakfast. And here's some carbs, or and have a conversation on carbs, complex carbs, simple carbs, all of these things. And then the school finds out, and then the kids might start questioning what they're serving at school. Oh, teacher Guadarrama is telling us that this is junk food.
Why are you giving me this?
Why are you giving me this? My P coach Guadarrama is telling me this isn't good for me. You would get in trouble. So in theory, I love it. I think that's the great approach, bringing in nutrition into this whole mindset thing. You would develop, people who are healthy physically, mentally, emotionally.
Can take on any task.
Learns discipline. It's a good model. I think there's maybe we should have some type of certification.
Yeah, so let's go into that. Let's make a hypothetical test that teachers should be able to pass, or the certain standards for them to be a PE teacher.
I think they should be able to follow their programming for at least a month before doing it. Because, if you look at the classes now.
Follow their programming? What do you mean?
So whatever agenda they have for that month, if they can go through it for a month without being bored or falling off of it, I would say it's doable within a classroom setting.
Doing what? I was going more on the terms of, let's test these teachers every year. Like, the first one that came up, what's your model time? So some sort of
you're putting teachers through the test?
Yes.
Oh.
So the first one I came up with is, let's do a mile run. Oops. You got to get a sub 8 minute. Come on. For a physical education teacher?
Cool.
Right?
So now you're...
That's not asking too much, is it?
Yeah, if you're 50, no, no. 50, 60...
Okay, we can do it by 8.
Yeah, you have to consider that. No?
Some 9 minute then if you're 50. No. Yeah. No, that still doesn't make sense.
Well, then if this is your standard, then you're going to get rid of a lot of teachers and you're going to...
Thank God.
Yeah, that'd be... You'd have a lot of people at your door.
I don't
trying care, to get you fired.
We got some high performing students.
Yeah, true.
Let's go.
What
strength piece would you guys add? Would we do body weight only?
Pull up. I want to see a pull up. I want to see
how many pull ups. We can make like this diagram or whatever, but X amount of pull ups for whatever age, male or female, right?
Yeah. Correct? But the ability to handle body weight,
would be strength. Would we consider that strength, or should we put? Would you guys put certain numbers on this?
I would just want a general understanding of anatomy, human mechanics, biomechanics. Hey, how does a squat look? What is a proper squat? Can you show me a proper squat? Can you demo?
Let's do an X amount of squats in a minute.
Can
you do 30? Give me 30.
Dr. Thomas, I know you had hip surgery last year, but I need these 30 spots right now.
In other news, Juan is running for the head of California
physical education
in 2018.
And you will get zero endorsements. But there needs to be a basic, and it might be already in place where teachers are already passing tests, knowing what is the goal of a squat, what is the goal of a push-up, why are we doing pull-ups, But is it real? Do they really know this, or is it just memorization? Like it's
show me, coach.
It's something that it should be part of this test. Sure, there's a physical component.
You're saying a written test.
A written test where we're going over anatomy, knowing what is driving what, understanding of energy systems, understanding of human biomechanics. And then being able to demonstrate this stuff, whether it's, can you squat below parallel, keeping a good position, and then we can add an actual physical exam, like you, or standards, having them all squat max reps in 1 minute and whatever, sub 8 mile or whatever. Those are, those could be a possibility.
Look, the way I see it, and I've become stronger in this thing is the show me coach thing.
Yeah.
Hey, kids are not going to listen to you unless you otherwise can do it. I feel strongly about that.
Me too.
Very, very. And the more we get into this, I feel way stronger about it.
Now that's the whole thing. I mean, it's Kids only listen. If you
they
can't
don't listen, they watch.
Yeah,
they don't listen. They watch.
Yeah, and they look. They look at you. You know, they look. They measure you up. Are you about what you talk about? And are you about what you're talking about? And it's an important aspect. If my PE coach is overweight with a gut and trying to wear this little, whatever, small little shorts, and yeah, drinking his Diet Coke, eating his candy, it's I lose a certain respect. And there's
but imagine coming into school and coaches over there running 10, 100 meter sprints.
It changes everything.
And he's lifting, he's squatting 500 pounds and he's doing 50 pull-ups. And like, oh, now you have respect for the guy or the girl.
And that's, it goes anywhere, right? With life. We, every single person that we admire and whose opinion we appreciate is because
they're about it.
They're about that life. They're about that. They stand by what they say. And it falls back to this, you know, these physical education teachers, whoever has that role should understand the value of that role and should appreciate it and should live that lifestyle. There's a lot of adults that, you know, they have a very active lifestyle. Those are the people that should be running the departments. It shouldn't be the old math teacher who now wants to get away from being in the classroom and wants to go outside, enjoy the sun because he's 15 years in and he just wants to take the year off. So he's going to run the PE department or whatever.
Yeah, you coach in baseball.
Yeah. That's a big fallback. But if we can update the curriculum that these PE teachers are having, maybe having have them go to the NEL1 or something, go to NSCA conference, take some of these certifications online, or I don't know, something like that, where they get updated on the newer information, then they should be tested every month or something on, have them read the newest research in youth at a youth resistance training. What's the latest research on whatever it may be? Because there's constant research being done on the whatever it is,
concussions.
Perfect example. Concussions. They should be mandated to read this stuff. And,
or like mental psychological components. I feel like in my world, I won't get too into it, but like the whole depression rate at youth ages right now because of lack of physical education.
Yeah.
Attempts of physical activity, which is different, which lack the actual development of what it was initially brought up to be.
Self-image has a lot to do with it too, right? If someone's in shape and they have a good self-image, it does something to your confidence and your ability to do things in your life. So
everyone likes to get complimented.
Absolutely. You would be a hypocrite if you said, oh, I don't care about the way you look.
It's not everything. It's part of it, though.
It is.
Self-confidence and how you walk around.
It is. It definitely is.
I wanted to read some highlights I took from the document and different stuff that I researched. So this is off of some sort of California Department of Education. K-12 to provide quality instruction that develops the knowledge, attitudes, skills, behaviors, and motivation needed for a lifelong fitness and activity. It is a great point to try to accomplish, but I think we are lacking as a whole. There's probably great PE programs and people out there trying to do the right thing, but for the most part, it is not. Another point, all students in the grades 7 to 12 must receive a minimum of 400 minutes of physical education instruction every 10 school days. How does that on the math? Seems like a good amount. Students are not allowed to receive a high school diploma without the completion of 2 courses in physical education unless exemption is made. That seems minimal.
In high school, they're only required to, I think, take 2 years of physical PE, right? And then,
yes,
right?
2 years.
2 years of PE in high school, and then you've met your requirement.
So you stop having a body, and you stop moving, or
that's
point,
that's
or
a, it's
you
crazy.
Become a computer. Okay, let's become robots.
It's
awesome.
Crazy.
I like this part. This is what spoke to me. Each high school student, to be evaluated on his or her progress in each of the following content areas: the effect of physical education upon dynamic health, mechanics of body movement, aquatics, I can't swim by the way, gymnastics and tumbling, individual and dual sports, rhythms in dance, team sports, and combatives. Imagine if schools taught how jiu-jitsu or boxing.
Oh my god.
I'd do a month worth of boxing.
I'd go back to high school.
How fun would that be? How
engaging. How it's engaging.
Would you be?
I would be engaged. I would look forward to
the document that we are talking about, which would be great in theory that we would do. That's... Hey, we're training for a triathlon in May. Let's go. You're working towards something instead of playing pickup basketball.
Imagine going to let's say your school, right? You walk into your PE. It's time for PE. You walk in and it's a full weight room with platforms, equipment, barbells, training areas, and then you have like a rock climbing area, and then like some bars to move across. And then there's like sign up sheets and competitions. A school leaderboard for each aid grade grade, and then maybe a bunch of flyers with.
We're starting a school, 2020.
You could, and then they have
enrolling students now.
Sign up for our Deuce Middle School. Imagine, and then there's like competitions, flyers like, oh, there's a 10U weightlifting meet for all you eighth graders. There's a 10U. Powerlifting meet. There's jiu-jitsu tournament. You know, cross country. All of these different things. Yeah, we're having a guest speaker who is a weightlifter. So if you're interested in weightlifting, come in. It's free for you guys. Imagine
we that, solve the world's problem.
Imagine that school.
Where do we sign up?
Right. How cool would that be?
Who's the principal? Logan,
are you available? No, he's not available. That's the problem. But that would be such a phenomenal – I mean, the type of human being that you would be graduating from this program would be the leaders. Exactly. They would be leaders. They would be the ones who would solve problems for the world. And that's not happening. Kids are overweight. They're obese. They don't
– Unhappy.
Unhappy. For me.
Stuck on a screen.
They're not – I don't know how to say it, but they're not getting enough sleep. Like, they're just not in a good state of being.
You're going to come to my PE class, you're going to go to sleep because you're going to be tired.
Yeah. Yeah, true. I mean, it's – yeah, that would be cool. If only. One thing that I found in the document that kind of stood out was just the standards of movement. So they have – like diagrams of how these exercises should be done. The push-up. Well, I can.
They're debatable, or are they?
So look at this.
Careful with the computer.
Hold on.
Can you describe them?
So it's a. I will, but I want you to see because you're here. You see here how it says deep knee bends are.
What is that?
It's a deep knee bend.
Is that a squat?
It's a squat.
So it's a squat on your toes. It's a. What do they call it? Sissy squat.
I don't know what they're called. I don't want to, but I don't think the hip flexion is an issue. I think the knee flexion is the issue. So deep knee bends. So I imagine a squat would be outlawed. A squat is outlawed because it's
these are not.
You see the yeah. Oh, you see the big.
These are movements that are not.
No good.
No good.
By the state of California. So the deep knee bend. That's what is that? A squat is
so they're
out.
Against it.
They're, You see what I see? And
the rest of them seem static stretches.
And
they are with headstands. Did you see that earlier in that?
Yeah, they did. And I did
I
see
think
that.
I think it was like second grade or something.
They're good with the tripod.
Yeah, the tripod.
The tripod.
The squat is a no-go, but a tripod is acceptable.
We probably should have read more in depth of why, but I wonder who's in charge of this, coming up with this.
The wrong person. That's who's in charge.
Let's make like an ex gold medalist.
It doesn't get. And another thing that's an issue with the high school or the physical education programs is right. They have the budget cuts. They're not getting the funding. So the equipment.
Okay, we can do without the equipment.
You can still squat.
Without body equipment. Weight movement.
That's outlawed, Chris.
Body weight movement. gymnastics. You still have all the old equipment. You still got soccer ball.
Right? Yeah, the traditional push-up. I'm not going to turn the computer.
Soccer's not an outlaw.
It should be. So traditional push-ups.
No one can afford baseball bats. The rest of the world is playing soccer.
Chop a tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ronaldo's cleats aren't cheap. Do you know he has almost 100 million followers?
You don't need cleats to play soccer. You just need a ball. That is it.
Traditional push-ups.
Ronnie, by the way, is still following Ronaldo.
He has 99.9 million followers. I'm just impressed by that number. So traditional push-ups, they have it. If you guys want to come around, look at this. But the elbows flared out. They have a spotter for some reason, and they're doing it on the mat. I don't know why. Tricep push-ups are here. They're god awful. It needs to be redone for sure. So it's just people don't prioritize it. They don't find value in PE. They think that in order for our country to be better, we need to be better.
More hours in the classroom.
We need to have scientists, mathematicians, accountants. That's
you need that too. But you have a physical body that you're responsible to take care of. If your body is not functioning, you cannot be a scientist.
I don't think people care about the longevity of us or how long we live.
We put into our bodies. None of that matters.
They just want people who are gonna be scientists and accountants.
Are you guys gonna go to In-N-Out?
No.
Okay. Anyways, move on. I'm going to talk about the physical fitness testing information for the state of California. First one on here is aerobic capacity. You have three options to do this. The PACER, Progressive Aerobic Cardiovascular Endurance Run. I don't know what that is. The 1 mile run walk test.
It sounds like the death by 10 yard, whatever.
I'm okay with this.
That's a yeah.
Right? 1 mile run, as long as the standards are pretty good. Abdominal strength and endurance, the curl up. I'm guessing that's a sit up. What are your thoughts?
Awful.
Take it out.
Get rid of it. Just take it out, right? It doesn't accomplish.
What does that? What does that tell me?
Anything?
What does that tell me about Johnny?
That you can.
Doesn't tell me anything.
Yeah. What would you replace it with? Can you do 10 GHD sit ups? I would do, for trunk strength, 1 minute plank hold. Can you hold that?
Yeah, that's good.
As long as your shoulders, hips, and heels are in line. If you deviate from that, you're done.
Yeah, that's better. Way better.
Right?
Solved. Email it. Who do we email right now?
Upper body strength and endurance. Push-up. Agreed. And pull-up. That's all I would do. If you can't do a pull-up, you're out.
But the standards for those currently are horrible.
It's
the movement standard.
It's modified pull-up and flexed arm hang. Let's stop being soft. Can you do it or can you not do it? Pass or fail. Body composition, I think, should be out. I think we should add another test. We were talking about it earlier that the performance part will cover these bases. And I don't think we should be measuring the 13-year-old. I think if you have a negative score, it's negatively going to affect you.
Yeah, why?
Why would you do that? No one cares your body fat percentage if you can run a 5-minute mile.
You're right. You're absolutely, and like I said, it'll take care of itself. If a kid is able to consistently put out good scores in these other measures, then it's going to only.
I would add a 60-second max body weight air squat. And you have to hit certain parameters.
I would add, Fran, thrusters.
It's too difficult. The barbell is too difficult. It would have to be all bodyweight stuff.
For sure. I would add an overhead squat with a PVC pipe. Can kids...
For the flexibility one.
Yeah, for flexibility.
For sure, I would...
Can you do that? Yes or no?
I did not pass because I can't touch my hands behind my back.
Biceps too big?
Biceps too big. My shoulders are tight, but anyways. there's a trunk strength and flexibility, which is a trunk lift. I don't know what that is. I would X it out. Flexibility, just talked about the shoulder stretch, and back saver sit and reach. No idea what that is. Sounds very technical.
Oh, God. That's funny.
Boom.
Yeah. I would add... body weight, can they bear crawl? Can you bear crawl? Like, a lot of kids can't do that. We know a kid off the bat, right? He can't bear crawl. He can't bear crawl, and that shows a lot. Can you – it covers coordination. It covers –
coordination.
I'd add a lunge to this test, get into the unilateral position.
What would be the test?
Can you lunge across, 50 yards without
stopping?
Or maintaining good position or stopping?
Maintaining good position probably tricky to break.
Yeah, especially if you have a big group.
So without stopping would be the other option for that. I mean, we know kids that can't even lunge.
Yeah, lunging for kids
without tearing your ACL. Those things would be a good test. These tests that are currently being done. I remember in high school it was the one minute mile. It was the 1 mile run for time, and if you beat a certain time, you were passed. If you didn't, you didn't, and you would get an F in the class. So that was about it. Everything else.
That's like the most difficult thing.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole, yeah, it's...
And if you can't pass it, your parents go to jail.
We need to update...
Oh, wow, that's harsh.
Just hold the parents accountable.
We need to upgrade the education, the certifications of who's a physical education teacher. We need to hold them to a higher standard. We need to screen these people.
And keep testing them.
It shouldn't be the senior position. PE teachers are generally older. They're the ones who have earned the ability to be PE teachers. I heard a current second grade teacher share this with me. So they are required to have an hour of PE every day, but it gets skipped. It doesn't get done because the teacher wants to go over more math, wants to go over more science, and this is something that's currently being done.
How often do you use calculus in your daily life?
I mean, it's a good point. You don't use it often. And
I know. For me, if it's past 10, I got to figure out a calculator.
Every day.
I use a calculator every day.
Yeah. I don't know.
I can count by 45s and 25s.
Yeah, unless I have like two other people, and if I use their fingers, I'm good on the calculator.
Do you take calculus?
Yeah.
Where?
LMU. I got to... Calculus 2 for business?
What?
Dude, he got to... It was like figures.
Yeah.
It was the numbers.
So I was...
Anyway.
I'll share this. I was a math major. And my... Right? Crazy. My senior year classes, one of them was called topology. And it was literally theorems. It was just words. Like, we were taking theorems.
It doesn't make sense in my head.
It was symbols. There were zero numbers involved in this class, and we did the whole semester, and I didn't see any numbers that...
Everyone should watch Hidden Figures, by the way. Continue.
What is that?
It's that women's...
it's a good movie.
NASA.
Were they helping NASA? Mathematicians
in NASA.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, go ahead. Keep going. This is getting too long.
No, that was it. Pretty much, we need to upgrade the certifications, make sure that they have a recurring... And I imagine they do, but... It's not tough enough. And like you said, we need to have these teachers move. Can they show these kids a reason to care? Because if the PE teachers don't care, then if they're going halfway through this, then it's only the kids are going to see that, and they're going to go also half effort.
Go against the grain, it's okay. Hold us accountable, too. We're not off the hook, ever. So if you're out there, anything we're slacking, call us out. I'm okay with it.
It's good. We all need to hold ourselves accountable, especially us as strength coaches. We talk about exercising. We talk about a healthy lifestyle.
You gotta live it.
We have to live it, because if not, then you're a hypocrite, right? We need to, and it's not easy. We need to also have our regular lives, but we need to hold ourselves to
it. I live it in my own time.
And that's okay. And that's okay, but there's a lot of coaches who just don't live the lifestyle, don't value mobility, like foam, like things that we preach, we don't incorporate into our own lives. Like, are you drinking enough water? Like, you tell me to drink water. Are you drinking enough water?
Well, my piss is clear.
Yeah.
ultimately, we need to follow our own recipe. We have to live it. You know, show me, coach. There it is.
Hopefully, we talk about them.
I really want to build this physical education program. You know what I'm saying? That would be amazing.
That'd be dope. The problem is there'd be a wait list for everyone to be in our class.
Oh my god.
Okay, anyways. That'd be amazing. Maybe we'll move into it into the future. Let's go on to a regular segment. Warm up for movements we're loving right now. I bought a reaction ball. I don't know if you saw Lucas playing with it yesterday. So picture a lacrosse ball, but it's got eight different
bumps around.
So when you throw it, you don't know which direction it's going to go. So it makes it fun. You're on your toes, and you go to catch it. We're playing around with this at the gym. I think I'm going to buy a bunch of them for when I do sports teams, except that you need a big space. So it's super fun. Do you guys have any warm-ups?
I'll share this one with you and coaches is I like to use that reaction ball, and I get a group of athletes in a circle, and I toss it up, right? And I say if it bounces more than once, you all have to pay a penalty. And so I slowly start throwing in more balls. So I have a couple reaction balls.
Dude, I'm going to steal that.
Yeah, for sure. Do it. And so I...
You need to come up with a whole PDF, all the reaction stuff you came up with.
Dude.
It's so happening. Fun to create.
It's happening.
It's so fun to think about.
So you throw one up, and everyone's like on their balls or their feet. They don't know where it's going to go. They catch it. Boom. So now you do that once or twice. Then you add a second one. Everyone's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Here's the second one. And then you just add the game, and you can add a tennis ball. You could add a softball. You could add a smaller
non-bouncy ball.
A non-bounce. Well, you want to bounce because otherwise.
Go run a mile.
Yeah, so that's a good variation to your own reaction.
I use that object with going off a bouncer. So I tell them I'll throw it up in the air, I yell out a number, and they got to bounce. They got to catch it after that number. So if it's two after the second bounce, if it's one after the one bounce, again you got to have a big space so they can move up and down side to side.
Because that ball goes everywhere.
Yeah. So usually it's a little better with the bigger team, just because you don't know where that ball is going to go. So you always got to stay.
Even if you did this in a PE class. You already have a kid more engaged.
There it is. That's a good one.
Favorite post of the week or internet discussion?
I'll go ahead and share Behemoth. Where'd it go? Oh, God. I started talking too soon. Where is it? Behemoth CF. He mentioned the importance of knowing your body. Let me find the post. Oh, God. It said, an injury shouldn't keep you out of the gym. It should actually make you a smarter athlete based on your newfound perspective, focusing on what you can do rather than what you can't do. And a stronger athlete because you'll be forced to do blank. You don't want to, but you know you need. So the value of not – like we talked about injuries last week.
It's an opportunity to discover something new.
Perfectly picked. Yeah,
you perfectly can always stated. Do something. So – I messed up my hip a while ago, 6 months ago.
Doing what?
Playing soccer. Dangerous.
Was it? And what about the drill we did on the field?
Dangerous. That was after. I still wasn't healed.
Got it.
Anyway, I just started pressing a lot. Started working on your shoulder.
Yeah.
You can find something else to do, but there's always something you can do.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Shout out, Behemoths. Yeah.
Did you have a...
I got one from Attack Athletics. You don't have to love the hard work. You just have to crave the end results so intensely that the work becomes irrelevant.
I don't know. This is like the Muhammad Ali one, right? Like I hated every minute of
training. Yeah, yeah.
I'm on the opposite camp. I like the whole painful training.
You have thing. To. You have to. Josh Bridges, CrossFit animal. CrossFit phenomenon. Spoke about if you are only after the podium, then you're going to hate your life because 90% of your life is training.
Game day is the only percentage.
Yeah, so if you're training the entire year for one moment, you're going to end up burning out, especially in CrossFit because it's nuts. So, I mean, not to go with that, but there's also this other side where you have to have some fun.
The perception or the idea on what Chris said is like you have to be driven by that goal.
You gotta remember why you're competing on the field. So when you know those rough days and you are injured or something's happening mentally, you gotta remember why you're going into that gym and not say, you know, not give yourself that excuse like, oh, not today, just took the day off.
I'm tired. I don't want to do it. I have a podcast to do today.
Yeah. What do you tell yourself?
I don't know.
I want to pick into your brain.
I always like the pain.
Just always. Yeah. Can you teach that?
I don't know. You can just show me, Coach. Everyone makes fun of me for waking up early. Who's your enemy? But it just builds discipline. All I can do, Lucas is the only thing he's going to know for his whole life. By the time I woke up, Dad was already gone. Jamming. He already back squatted 500.
That's awesome. What's your squat? Sorry for calling you out.
Talk about it. Favorite follow or shout out is Mobility Fit. Have you guys seen them? They do physical therapy. They have some cool exercises, methods that they use. So got a couple ideas from them. They like to use the bamboo bar a lot. That's all I got for that. Do you have any favorite social media follows? Not that that's the goal. Nada? Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to shout-outs. Let's shout-out to...
I got a shout-out to Joey Gold, playing several sports at Torrance High. And still finding a way to get good grades. No, not Joey Gold.
Someone else. Was he playing baseball the other day? You want to go visit him or something?
No, later this week we'll be there. But yeah, good grades, playing more than one sport, and still finding a way to train, whether it's here.
Have you guys seen the Iron Neck?
Yes, I'm getting one.
Dude, right?
I'm getting one.
The Iron Neck is this head brace that you wear, and you just work on your neck muscles by rotating it. You might see us using this soon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not scared to train the neck. I'm trying to have a thick neck.
I'm the weird guy in this here that does that. Everyone looks at me or...
Shout out to the Iron Neck. We'll let you know if it's any good. We'll be honest about it.
What's cool about the Iron Neck... Okay, so speaking of neck training, for every 1 inch of neck circumference that you add, you reduce the likelihood of a concussion by 10%.
That's a big percentage.
If you add 2 inches, which can be done, I believe they said in like 2-3 months.
No.
Something like that. You reduce your injury by 20%. Or the besides likelihood.
Taking a baseball to the head, what other... Just sliding into base?
And baseball is not... You don't really have to train for baseball, but...
So soccer, as a defender, right, when the goalie... Besides that, goalie punts it in the air to get it out, right, just to clear. As a defender, if you do not go up and header, if you let the ball touch the ground, you're out of the game.
Really?
You can imagine the velocity and the math of the soccer ball coming down, and you're just, boom, straight to the dome. Wow. So there's a rule now in youth soccer that ages 10 and under aren't allowed to header the ball. Otherwise, it's a foul. But... So you don't develop your neck up until then, and then now from 11 on, you start taking hits to the dome.
Is neck training being done by coaches at soccer?
No. So I'll go ahead and take it on.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I don't have an answer yet. I'll come up with something.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's something to look at. That's all we got. Hopefully we didn't go on too many rants or cycle off. I think today was mostly frustrations of our own experiences and what's out there and what we hear. I'm sure there's good programs out there. If you have a great program, please share. We'll repost. We have almost a podcast page up where we can start to get more interaction. From behind the scenes, this is our 10th episode. We haven't really said anything till now.
Yeah, this was hush-hush.
So
hush.
From here on out, we're going to hopefully start getting guests now. We just have to logistically figure out how to hook up Skype to the mixer. That's kind of the only real reason. But if you would like to continue the conversation, email us at radio@deuceathletics.com. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just look at Juan Guadarrama. Don't Google it because all you'll find is prisoners. Follow Ronnie at
RonnieLopez21. Same thing. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Mostly on Instagram.
And Snapchat.
And if you're lucky, I'll add you on Snapchat.
And then you can follow me at CPasquale6 on Instagram and Twitter too.
What's the email to email people?
Radio@deuceathletics.com.
Boom.
Bye.